Greetings in Jesus' name on this 25th day of October, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the upper 30s, right around 40. It's a chilly, cool morning with snow up in the mountains. And we're entering in now to the end of the fall season. The colors are majestic still. Even in our woods, as I look out the window today, the colors are just majestic and awe-inspiring as we understand that our great God, the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, has created all of this. And we worship Him and give Him the glory. And we praise His name, for He is great and greatly to be praised. It's a marvelous Monday morning, and I found myself back at the radio mic rejoicing in the good blessings of the Lord upon our day on yesterday, a full house all day long. We've been consistently now reaching over 100 in our Sunday school hour, and we're seeing kids learn about Christ and adults learn about the Lord, and we're just enjoying a wonderful time for what He is doing. We give Him the glory. Our choir is singing. Our specials are going forth. And we're just having the time of our life. Believing God for more people to be saved and baptized and to see the Lord continue to do great and mighty things here in this region. We're busy about the Father's business today of installing doors and making doors and finishing up all of the details on our home. It looks like we're going to make our deadline of Thanksgiving, and we're going to rejoice in having our first Thanksgiving in the new home that God has blessed us with, and we're preparing ourselves for the future ministry of Christ's days is coming, of starting more and more churches and getting our home at this chapter in our life to a place that's a little bit more easier for my beautiful wife. Instead of burning 16 cords of wood, we're going to start burning fossil fuels. Nothing like dinosaur fuel, and we're looking forward to all of that. I want you to be turning with me in your Bibles today to the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 3. And in 2 Peter, chapter number 3, and verse number 16, the Bible says, as also in all his epistles. This is Peter referring to Paul, and he's referring to all of the epistles that God has allowed him to write down through the wonderful pen of inspiration. And those epistles number some 13. And the Bible says, as also in all his epistles, some 13 of them, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. I want to speak for just a few minutes today on the dangers of twisting the scriptures. It's happening all across our land. There is a twisting of the scriptures and things that are hard to be understood. Instead of simply pausing in our life and just taking a little bit of a break and saying, well, you know what? I don't quite grasp that. Yet, instead of doing that and asking the Spirit of God that inspired holy men of old to pin down the very Word of God, the Spirit of God that indwells us as believers, instead of asking the Spirit of God to reveal unto us the unsearchable riches of Christ, we get in a hurry. And then we begin to rest the scriptures. And the Bible says, those that are unlearned and unstable rest the scriptures, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. They began to absolutely twist here and twist there, and then they began to doubt the Word of God. And we know that the one who raised the question mark in the Bible for the first time was the serpent, Satan himself, as he raised questions about the authenticity of the Word of God. And oh my, we must be careful of this. And the warning today is simple. Be careful that we do not come under those times in our life where we rest the scriptures, where we twist the scriptures, because simply those things that are hard to be understood, we fail to understand them, and we twist and we turn and we rest the scriptures. May God help us to be students of the Bible and to never twist the Word of God out of context and to always stay true to the Word of God. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. I look forward to talking with all of you on tomorrow, and God bless you, and you have a wonderful Christ-filled day.